Season came to an end as Mercer ended up running into that very tough North Harrison team, and it probably isn't a great favor that they had to try to beat him on the Shamrocks home field on Wednesday night of last week. Ended up falling in that one 10-0. Mercer did get a victory last Tuesday against East Harrison 15-0. And certainly, if you look at the program, you know, short of winning a district title and all the things that every team dreams about this time of year, Coach Hill, your team made a lot of good positive strides, and it's been a good 6-7 week run of softball, I think, at Mercer here this fall.
You know, it was a great season. We had a great group of girls that, you know, showed up and gave it their all. And, I mean, I know we were starting off early in the season just crossing our fingers and hoping we would get in a game or two without something, you know, crazy happening. And we were lucky enough to get in a whole season. So for that, we're super, super excited and blessed.
Team came out, took care of business on Tuesday against East Harrison, Coach. Was it as solid a performance as the score indicates?
You know, it was. Jordan Kuhn did a great job pitching our defense. You know, I'm not going to say that East Harrison didn't put a bat to the ball, so they did a great job. You know, they were looking to swing and hit. Our defense was solid that night. But offensively, it was just our night. So we were hitting and we were running the bases well and looking to score, and you know, ended it super quick that night.
There could be games that end up 10-0 as the score was against North Harrison, where that's not indicative of how well the girls played. You know, obviously you have trouble getting run on the board, and it's going to be hard to win with zero. But did you feel like, Coach, did you get behind early, or were you fairly competitive in that game, and did the score just get kind of you know, lopsided late?
You know, I would definitely say in the very first inning, it kind of showcased how the night was going to go. We defensively allowed far too many errors, just routine fundamental plays that were getting by girls and things that were just not connecting. So you kind of had a nice sense of what was going on. Again, Jordan Kuhn had a really nice night pitching that night. She was doing her job. She unfortunately just didn't have a lot of solid defense behind her.
As far as that tournament went as a whole, that turned out to be Lauren Crone's tournament, because she fired two consecutive shutouts. And Princeton right now, if they got Lauren pitching the way that they do, they got a shot on Wednesday going over to Platte Valley.
They do. Lauren is throwing really well. She's a great kid, great athlete. She works hard. Her time and her effort during the season and her time and effort off season is definitely showcasing what happens when you're putting in the time year round. So she's doing a great job.
And it's my favorite part about the Mercer-Princeton rivalry is that when the teams play, there's a lot of pride and you want to beat that other team. But if the other team has success and they go far in the playoffs, the whole county gets behind that team.
They do. We've already had several of our girls having discussions about, you know, what time they play and when they play and can we go over there and, you know, what's it going to be like? What's the weather going to be like? They're already in their brains planning and hoping to go over there and cheer on the Tigers. So we're hoping great success for them.
Well, I've been checking out the forecast, and like any typical October a week, it's going to be a wild one. I think it's supposed to warm up by Wednesday night and Thursday and then just come crashing back down on Friday. So.
Yes, I'm crossing my fingers that we don't see anything like what's falling down in Des Moines right now. That's all I hope for.
Yeah, don't go north. If you're not a snow person, you know, don't go north, because everything north of Des Moines right now is not real great.
It looks pretty yucky right now.
How many seniors do you lose off this year's squad, Coach?
This year we lose 3 seniors. We lose Bree Shipley, Natalie Kleiber, and Savannah Martin.
When you look at next year, Yeah, 90% of people replace kids. Every once in a while, you don't have a senior on the team, and you bring everybody back. But as far as next year goes, 2021 softball at Mercer, does the ball keep rolling? Do you kind of feel like that this team has the potential to be even better next year?
The ball definitely keeps rolling. I'm really excited about next year. We have a lot of great girls, 8th graders this year, next year's freshmen coming in. A nice handful of those girls play in the summer as well competitively with their travel teams. That's always a bonus for coaches when they're seeing those girls that are playing in the summer as well. So we're losing 3 this year. And as of right now, we are gaining 4, potentially 5. So, and several of those girls play year-round, and they have played together with our younger group that we have right now. So just them already having those dynamics and understanding each other creates a really positive vibe for the upcoming year.
Well, if you can put that together, and this is the battle at the Class 1 level, but if you can get depth and ability, and that sometimes it's hard to get the depth and you have the ability, but if you have numbers and you got girls that know how to play and you don't have to teach them every bottom line of softball, you got the potential to be real good.
Yes, there's a lot of hope and there's a lot of potential for, the group as a whole next year. So, and again, they'll still yet again be another young group. So lots of potential to look forward to.
Obviously, there's a lot of teams on your schedule that you lose to, some you win. But those losses, you look at them, okay, can we flip those next year? And do you really look at it and use kind of North Harrison as that litmus test and say, we're in the same conference as North Harrison. They're the team to beat every year. Here's what we need to do to get to their level.
You know, when we look at our losses this year, I mean, we ended 5-1 in conference and 13-7 overall. Our seven losses were to your teams like Princeton and Albany, South Harrison and North Harrison. So all of those losses were against our very, very top competitive teams. And on a good night, even this year with a very young team, we saw ourselves competing with some of those teams. So I know when we played Princeton here at home, and again, that's that small-town rivalry, so your mindset's just in a different place. But, I mean, we held them all the way up until the sixth inning and then just had one rough inning. So, and then we found ourselves one night with North Harrison, lost 5-1, and we competed all the way again until the sixth inning and found ourselves just, you know, that one inning that created those mental errors that unfortunately created kind of a loss. So who's to say what would have happened if that one inning wouldn't have happened? But, there's definitely potential when you look to this young group and what's coming next year for the potential to turn some of those losses into wins.
I would guess, too, and you know, the years go by fast. Last year, we were talking about this very young team that was very raw and didn't have a lot of experience. If you look at next year, you're going to have, I know just off the top of my head, you're going to have a group of girls that are going to have at least 2 years of varsity experience, some three. So that's where you really look for their confidence level to boom.
Yes, we'll have a group of very, very strong and experienced girls playing with each other at the junior and the sophomore level. You bring in those freshmen that play with those girls in the summer and on a year-round basis. We will have a nice array of options in regard to pitchers and catchers next year. So just finding yourself as a coach, allowing yourself each year to extend your pitcher and catcher options even more, which allow you to give you a different strategic option when you look to yourself defensively, is very helpful for the upcoming season.
It sounds like the girls at Mercer took a little bit of steps in a good direction with this year, but I was talking with Coach Powell Friday night after Princeton's football win. We were talking about the difference between hoping that you can be successful and just having that inner confidence of believing and knowing that you're going to be successful. And there's a big difference between one and the other. And it sounds like Mercer, you took some strides with the girls and kind of had them see that, yeah, we're getting this thing turned, and I think next year we're going to be good.
I really think next year is going to be definitely a really nice turning point. I think this year we've definitely, you know, allowed to put our name on the board a little bit differently, allow some different conversations with different coaches, you know, just leaving some of those games against some of those super competitive teams, which on a regular, you know, on any other year would have not even considered us as a competitor, and leaving those games going, you know, hey, so now we're looking out for you and you've definitely made your mark and we're going to plan things a little bit differently when we look to you in the future. That's promising and that's hopeful and that's definitely a good sign.
Yeah, no question about it. This is going to be a team to watch come 2021. Kind of keep that in your memory bank, folks. Mercer looks like they're going to have a strong softball program next year. Coach, congrats on the success, the 13 wins this year, and have a great rest of the school year.
Thank you. Have a good day.